W.W. Matthews, sworn in for the defendant, 36th, to testify. I work for the Georgia Railway and Electric Company as a motorman. On the 26th day of April, I was running on English Avenue. Mary Fagan got on my car at Lindsay Street at 11:50. Our route was from Bellwood to English Avenue, down English Avenue to Kennedy, down Kennedy to Gray, Gray to Jones Avenue, Jones Avenue to Marietta, Marietta to Broad, and out Broad Street. From Lindsay Street to Broad Street is about a mile and a half or 2 miles. We make frequent stops. We were scheduled to arrive at Marietta and Broad at 12:0712. We were on schedule. We stayed on time all day. Our car turned up Broad St. Mary Fagan got off at Hunter and Broad. It takes generally from 2.5 to 3 minutes to go from Broad and Marietta to Broad and Hunter. That is a very congested street and you must go slow. I was relieved at Broad and Marietta by another motorman, but sat down in the same car, one seat behind Mary Fagan. Another little girl was sitting in the seat with her. We got to Broad and Hunter about 12:10. Mary and the other little girl both got off and walked to the sidewalk, and they wheeled like they were going to turn around on Hunter Street, both of them together. The pencil factory is about a block and a half from where they got off at Hunter and Broad. Nobody got on with Mary at Lindsay Street. There wasn't any little boy with her. The first time I noticed the little girl sitting with Mary was when we left Broad and Marietta Streets, and I went back into the car and saw this little girl sitting with her. I know the little Epps boy. I have seen him riding on my car. He did not get on the car with her at Lindsay Street. I saw Mary's body at the undertaker's. It was the same girl that got on my car. Cross-examination. I did not tell one of the detectives that we might have been running 3 or 4 minutes ahead of schedule that day. I remember that Mary did not get off the car at Broad and Marietta because there was a streetcar conductor sitting behind me, an ex-conductor, and he had a badge on his coat, and I looked at it and it had a little girl's picture, and I reached over to where Mary was and said, "Little girl, here is your picture." And she said, "No, it is not." I don't know who the other little girl was sitting with her. The other little girl was dressed something like Mary. I didn't pay much attention to their dresses, but they looked sort of alike. Mary's dress wasn't black. It was light-colored. I know Epps since this case came up. I could identify him. I never paid much attention to her hat. It was light-colored, I reckon, but I am not sure. It just seemed that way. Redirect examination. I identified Mary's body Sunday afternoon after the murder at the undertaker's. There was no doubt about her being the same girl. I knew her well by sight. She wrote on my car lots, re-cross-examination. I can't tell you whether that is the hat or not she wore.